What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Still obviously out here at practice on this Friday. Happy Friday to you. Hope it's going very well. We should be joined in a matter of minutes by the owners of the Houston Texans, Cal and Hannah McNair. Always good to get a chance to chat with them, particularly as, we currently are at the precipice of what should be a really, really fun season.
Yeah, and they're going out pretty good today. Of course, they practice tomorrow and then head off to West Virginia, so they'll be pretty dang excited to get in that cool weather. A couple of other passing thoughts here as we, we're about to be joined by Cal and Hannah McNair in a few minutes. You know, we were talking about the offensive line and, Ursary, sort of wresting the job away, control of the job, I should say. The center position still seems to be maybe the only position that's completely up in the air. Jarrett Patterson was with the second group in the last 11-on-11, and Jake Andrews was with the first. So maybe the center position is where we need to really focus on, to figure it out.
Yeah, if we're talking offensive line, because, again, I think that you are right in saying if there's somebody that has a grasp on the left tackle position, it does feel like – right tackle, rather.
Yeah.
It does feel like it is Arionte Ursary. But that center position, we have seen Jake Andrews and Jarrett Patterson switch a lot more than anyone else between running with what we would call the first line of offense line and then the second line. There has been a flipping back and forth. How have you felt to this point? Of course, we only have one team drill and then, some independent work or whatever. But how have you felt about the offensive line today as opposed to, in the last few days?
There were we were talking about how good this defense is going to be, and they were sort of wrecking some plays, as they always do, as they often do. But I think overall, probably better. I think at right tackle, they certainly were able to, with Ursary, with Will Anderson. Will Anderson wrecked a couple of plays. Let's not sugarcoat that. He's just been awesome. I think they've held up pretty good, to be honest.
Jalen Knoll.
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up.
Still shining out here. He had a touchdown pass, where he got a good amount of separation from the safety on a ball from Dalton Schultz, kind of really right in front of us in the left corner of the end zone from where they were going to. I've constantly kind of, in my mind, kept it as, all right, Jalen Knoll, it's nice. He's probably going to be more of a punt returner. I don't know how much of a wide receiver he's going to actively be for your Texas team early. He's making the case for being very involved in what your offense looks like.
I'm so glad you mentioned that. That was another one that that I had from today earlier. Jalen Knoll is in the mix. Let's put it that way. When because as these practices break down, you know who the first group is. You know who the guys that are going to be sort of involved the most with the first group. He's the first one up. He and Higgins has been with the first group, but he's the first one up in that so-called second group or whatever. So he's been getting it done, and Higgins has looked pretty good as well. So both rookies looking the part.
All right, shout out to we love when you guys get involved again. Appreciation to the Mo Karam Injury Lawyers Law Stream live stream, both on the YouTube page and the Twitch Sports Radio 610 on YouTube and 610 Houston on Twitch. But is this are we doing a lot? Are we just caught up in the emotions of football coming back? Our guy Cornbread on here saying Knoll is going to be offensive rookie of the year for us. Watch.
That we are maybe getting caught up. But you know what? If you want to go there, I'm not going to blame you. I don't agree, but I'm not going to blame you, because he has, as I mentioned, every time you look up, we've done it not just today. Every time you look, like, hey, there's Jalen Knoll, making some kind of play or in the mix somehow.
How much of that do you feel like, because I'm trying to make sure I interpret this properly, probably not offensive rookie of the year for the entirety of the league, for the team itself, for the Texans. And yes, that's what the clarification
is.
Even then, I don't know that I'd lean that way, because I think that there's going to need to be more opportunities. But is he the rookie best situated to have a good year this year, I mean, offensively, or just in general?
Well, what if you get an everyday right tackle that ends up being a better player? I know there's not a lot of stats and such, and J-Rock and some of these other players that are sort of formulating the a place on this roster, and let's not forget Higgins.
I was actually going to ask y'all, who y'all think gonna have the bigger rookie season between Noel and Higgins?
I still would say Higgins. What I think is very, very clear here is Jalen Noel is going to be in the mix. He's got a lot of the skills. He's been making a lot of plays here and there. But I wouldn't fight you too hard. What do you think?
Higgins does feel like the opportunity. That's fair to bring up Arriante Ursary. I do think that his challenge is stronger than the ones that the wide receivers would face. Yeah. Jumping into a space where we all have questions about the offensive line, I imagine it's going to be a place that's really tried in a big way. And offensive line is not the place where we see comparatively to running back or wide receiver a rookie jump in. And like, it's rare. Mm-hmm. And you have to be at the very highest upper echelons of player to be able to jump in at line and manage that learning curve. It's not the easiest thing. Not saying that Tay can't be a guy that does that, but I do think that it is worth noting that the job and the ask is a little bit bigger there for Tay. But I do think Higgins probably has, we've talked about it, he is the one slotted in as going to be opposite Nico Collins, so I do think that he will have significantly more opportunities to be that. But I was just admitting, a mini confession myself, that I do think Noel will be more involved than I was previously anticipating. Yeah. So I might need to rehabilitate those thoughts, especially as we get into preseason games and maybe see some of the ways that they might utilize him.
So look, I think there's a lot of candidates. I think some of the defensive players, depending on how many reps they get, are going to be in the mix as well. But that's another one. And I had another passing thought here as we're waiting for Cal and Hannah to join us. We've been talking a lot about C.J. Stroud, the way he's thinking. We're going to talk to Nick Cayley, by the way, and obviously we'll bring that up, sort of where C.J. is in his progress. I thought this was his maybe, at least from what we saw in 11-on-11, what we saw in the individuals in 7-on-7, maybe his most accurate passing day. Like, he's had some where the ball didn't hit the ground, but maybe the receiver had to make a catch. I'm talking some where, like, it, back shoulder, low and away, and it had to be just right there. I thought C.J. Stroud, which has always been his biggest strength, I thought C.J. Stroud had his most accurate day today.
More than Tuesday's
day? I think so.
Because, I didn't get a chance, as you mentioned. We split up duties when it came to one-on-ones. Yes, I know I said duty. I was on the side where I'm looking at running backs and tight ends and such. Mm-hmm. You were over here, and I think C.J. was putting it
exactly where he needed to be. It needed to be. And then some nice balls here. Now, there was an interception in there as well, but that was also a very good play by this defense we've been talking about.
Okay, so I'll lean on your thought process there. But, yeah, I think that that's got to be a good thing inherently, is if you're seeing him kind of find more of that that camaraderie with the entirety of the guys that are tasked with catching the football from him. That if he's finding a little bit more of that, that timing and, the placement that we know him to be very good at, we like seeing.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, we absolutely like to see it. They're doing some special teams right now, by the way. It appears there was a player that was helped off the field. We'll get you details on that as they're reported. But it didn't seem to be too serious during special teams play here. You know, again, when you talk special teams, you also talk who's returning the kicks. And it seems to be the same usual suspects, which is probably indicative. They were doing some punts earlier, but on the kickoffs, Berrios, and there he is, Jalen Knoll again.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, I'm starting to feel very comfortable, especially in some of the returns with Jalen Knoll. Like, his reaction, like his vision that he seems to show is very good. I think we knew that he had the twitch and he had the speed to be able to handle it. I'm believing very strongly in his ability to be able to add in to what happens here. I still feel like Berrios is better, but that's just...
No, I agree.
He's been in the league. Yeah. He has all of the experience. Considering that as a mitigating factor, Jalen Knoll has been very, very good. Does he feel like he's been one of the big winners of camp to this point? Because, I mean, this is the last time we're on air talking about talking about camp from this vantage point.
I think... Well, let's talk about that. I think Jalen Knoll is absolutely at the list, maybe the top of the list. I think that's one for sure. You know, there have been some guys. There have been some guys that. Oh, and that's another one that I noticed today. Not going to be necessarily. Oh, he's in the rotation or whatever. But I think he's definitely earning some stripes here again today. Lachey had another one. I'm not saying he's the best in camp. I would say Jalen Knoll, Jalen Reed, Jalen Smith. There's a lot of Jalens out there. Those three would be probably at the top of my list.
Okay. All right.
And Ursary,
for sure. For sure. I think that's fair. Yeah. You mentioned. This is the thing. I don't know how much to take my affinity for seeing Luke Lachey do some things and how far to take it. Because,
right.
like, I saw him in, you know, they're working on blocking on special teams, during their special teams. Like, not just, like, regular, but, you know, blocking as a return guy.
Yeah.
And so, like, seeing some of that. And he looks fine. But then I look over and I see Brevin. And Brevin Jordan, like, he's got this down. Obviously, this is something that he's done a good amount. And he does a really good job of getting a hand on that on whoever that would be going down trying to tackle the return man. And I see that from a tight end that I know can be tight end three on this roster.
Yeah.
And I know that would be part of his role is playing special teams. It looks like Brevin's got it down pat. Where Luke Lachey, I still see him needing to figure something out.
No, there's no question.
So this, I mean, ultimately my point is I like seeing Luke Lachey. I like seeing what he does. I don't know that he is in a place where I put him on 53.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And I think, you know, the tight end position, you mentioned obviously Brevin Jordan. That's going to be huge. That's going to be huge for this team. There's no question about it because they have all four of those guys coming in.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.